各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the Lord's blessing be with us always.
撒母耳记下有几个主题。
There are several themes to 2 Samuel.
谈到王城约国。
And it talks about the king, the city, and the
covenant,
the kingdom, and
我们再谈一个感情世界。
And yesterday we talked about affections.
大卫是一个多情的诗人。
And David was an affectionate poet.
所以圣经上对他跟他的孩子一些情感的世界提出一些我们可以学习的教训。
And there are several lessons we can learn from the affections of his children.
我们提到说他跟米甲的最后的这段婚姻呢，没有开始，可以说就是已经注定要失败了。
And we talked about how his marriage to Michal was doomed from the beginning.
因为他已经归给帕铁了。
Because Michal was given to Paltiel.
那我们说帕铁是天下第一号的痴情男子。
And we know that Paltiel was the number one love-struck man in the world.
所以当米甲回来的时候，可能心都不在他身上了。
So when Michal returned, her heart was not there.
这个事情给我们一个很大的一个。学习
And this gave us a very big lesson.
因为想当初米甲的对大卫的爱是可以爱到牺牲性命的爱。
Because in the beginning, Michal, her love to David was to the point that she would sacrifice her own life.
那时候大卫还年轻啊，英雄出少年。
And that was when David was young and he was in his strength.
啊，所以米甲看到大卫就一见钟情，心里就爱大卫。
So Michal was love struck at first sight when she saw David.
他的爸爸要杀他的时候呢，他可以保护他啊，落叶的啊，帮助大卫来逃亡。
When her father was about to kill David, she could help him escape.
想不到试过这么多年之后呢，人的情感竟然可以变化。
But after so many years, the affections changed.
所以我们可以知道说，我们现在对一个姐妹或是对一个弟兄的感觉。在几年之后，那个感觉不一定会是一样的。
So we can see from this that our affections toward a brother or sister may fade in a few years.
最重要的就是神要在我们的情感世界当中。
And the most important thing is that God should rule our emotions.
这样子，我们的爱才会越来越坚定。
So that our love will be more and more secure.
那么提到大卫跟米甲一个很直接的分开，就是因为在言语上面呢，彼此沟通上面有问题。
And we discussed about how David and Michal separated because of a lack in communication.
我们提到说，说话不要浮躁，说话浮躁会好像刀一样的刺人。
And we talked about how we shouldn't speak rashly because a rash speaker is like the piercing of a sword.
我们也提到说呢，夫妻要有沟通的时间。
We also discussed how a man and wife must have time to communicate.
又提到说，一句话说得合宜，好像煎苹果放在银网子里面。
We also said that a word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver.
所以弟兄不要像一个木头人一样。
So brothers, don't be like a piece of wood.
要学习怎么样说话。
And we have to learn how to speak.
抓住这种感觉来说话。
And to grasp the emotions when you speak.
有个弟兄，有一位先生呢，结婚两三年之后才约会太太说要一起去出去吃饭。
And there was a husband who went out asked his wife out for a date 2 or 3 years after marriage.
那个太太很兴奋。
And that marriage, that wife was very excited.
也很好奇。
And she was very curious.
到底今天是什么日子？
What day is it today?
又不是我的生日。
It was not her birthday.
又不是我们的结婚纪念日。
It was not their anniversary.
三年之间，我先生都不理我。
And in 3 years,
都不请我出来吃饭。
My husband had not asked me out to eat.
今天为什么突然请我出来吃饭呢？
What was the occasion today?
吃饭的时候呢，太太就一直问。
And so during the course of the dinner, the wife kept on asking.
先生说你不要问啊。
And the husband kept on saying, don't ask me.
我真的很想知道呢。
But she said, but I really want to know.
不要问啊。
Just don't ask.
告诉我好不好？
Please tell me.
好啦，如果你真的要知道，我告诉你啦。
If you really want to know, I'll tell you.
实在是哦，这一两个礼拜你煮饭都煮得太咸了。
It's because the meal that you've cooked have been too salty for the past 2 weeks.
我实在是吃不下去了。
I really can't palate the food.
所以呢， 我们今天就在外面来吃了。
So that's why we are eating out today.
原来是我煮饭煮得不好。
So it was because I cooked bad.
那个太太就边吃饭边哭啊。
So the wife began crying or weeping as she ate.
人家叫你不要问，你偏偏要问。
I told you not to ask. Why did you ask me?
问了之后要哭。
And after you ask, you're crying now.
所以你看到这位先生呢，不会抓住那个感觉来说话。
So we can see this husband did not know how to grasp the proper emotions.
有的太太哦，看连续剧边看边哭啊。
And some wives, when they watch soap operas, they would cry as they watch.
那个先生就会跟他泼冷水。
And the husband would be very sarcastic.
不要哭了，哭什么？
那是假的啦。Don't cry. It's all fake. Why are you weeping?
干嘛这样被人家骗了呢？
You're being conned by these people.
如果是你的话，你要怎么做？
If this was you, what would you say?
那个时候你应该握住你太太的手哦。
What you should do is you should hold onto her hand.
哦，你很难过哦。
You feel really bad.
没有关系。
That's okay.
等一下请你喝咖啡哦。
I'll buy you a cup of coffee later.
这样你心情会好一点哦。
Then you'll feel better.
这是我听书上说的了，我自己也说不出来。
This is what I read on a book, and I can't actually speak these words myself.
但是哦，我的意思就是说要抓住那个感觉啊。
But my point is, you have to grasp the emotion.
夫妻真的要注意沟通。
And husband and wife must learn to communicate.
其实米甲跟大卫，我们说夫妻住在一个屋檐下面哦，个性有时候就很容易暴露。
And from the point example of Michal, we can see when husband and wife live under the same roof, sometimes they will have conflicts in their personalities.
一见钟情的时候呢，都不会想到对方跟我们有什么不一样。
And when we are struck by love at first sight, then we don't even think about the differences we have.
但是经过一段时间之后呢，我们会突然发现到说，我们另外一半怎么跟我们这么不一样。
But after a while, you'll realize how come my other half is so different from me.
我们来看撒母耳记下。
Let us turn to 2 Samuel.
第六章
Chapter 6
撒母耳记下第六章十六节
2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 16
六章十六节
Chapter 6 verse 16
神的约柜进了大卫城的时候六章十六节扫罗的女儿米甲从窗户里观看见大卫王在神面前踊跃跳舞心里就轻视他我们看这一段经文觉得他们两个一个是乡下的牧羊童一个是贵为一个公主，他们两个的确是不太一样。
From verse 16, we can see that one of them is a shepherd boy from the rural areas, and the other is a princess.
所以一个这个小姐呢，可能她礼教比较激进一点啦。
And perhaps the princess had a better upbringing.
所以看到大卫这样子，像一个乡下孩子在那边跳，跳得这么高兴，她实在是很难以忍受。
And so when the princess saw David dancing like a herdsman, she could not bear it.
这个是个性上的不一样。
And this is a personality difference.
我们会知道说真的，当你没有结婚之前哦，我们真的要好好祷告。
And so we can realize before we get married, we must pray very earnestly.
找同样有信仰的、同样价值的，是婚姻幸福的一个最基本的保证。
And the one guarantee to a good marriage is to find someone with the same faith and the same value.
再来，小弟觉得你要注意到你们两个个性的差异是不是太大。
And then I feel that you must understand if you have too great a difference between your personalities.
个性差异会造成彼此吸引。
Differences in personality can sometimes cause an attraction.
但是有时候也造成婚后的一些冲突的来源。
But it can also cause conflict after marriage.
所以求主耶稣能够帮助我们，能够认清我们自己，也能够尽量看清楚我们在结婚之前，主耶稣的带领的一个我们的忍受程度。
So we ask the Lord to help us understand ourselves and understand how much of a limitation we have on our temper.
但是当我们结婚之后呢，我们要努力地调试自己来彼此适应。
But after marriage, we should try our best to change ourselves and adapt to the situation.
我们说每个人个性都不一样，世界上没有两个同样个性的人，自己双胞胎都不一样。
We know that there is no two people in the world with the same personality. Even twins have different personalities.
那有人说个性跟那个排行出生的排行有关系。
And some people say that personality has to do with the order of birth.
老大呢比较有责任感。
And the eldest of a family will have more responsibility.
但是从父母亲承受的理想也比较多，所以压力比较大。
But they will have more stress because they will receive more ideals from their parents.
老二通常父母亲会忽略。
And the second born is often neglected by the parents.
可是他很有创意，总是走出自己一套，跟大哥不一样，引起妈妈注意的地方。
But they are more creative, and sometimes they will do something that will draw attention from the parents.
老幺是最幸福的。
And the baby of the family is the luckiest.
通常外交都很好哦。
Usually they're very social.
很会观察。
And they're very observant.
所以每个人出生排行不一，有人说跟血型也有关系。
And some people say that it's the blood type that determines personality.
A 型的人比较敏感。
One that is blood type A is more sensitive.
B 型的人比较怎么样？
What about type B blood type? What are they like?
比较有政治性哈。
And they're more political.
O 型的人比较豪放。
And the O type personalities are more open-minded.
不过这个都是人家说的啦。
But these are all said by other people.
这不是圣经上说的。
This is not from the Bible.
这个是统计数字，做参考。
And these are only statistics for our observation.
如果不是圣经，你们就把它忘掉，没关系。
So you can forget whatever is not in the Bible.
不过我觉得男生跟女生真的不一样。
But I feel that men and women are truly different.
有的人说男生跟女生就好像那个 buffalo 跟 butterfly。
So some people say that men and women are like a butterfly and a buffalo.
我觉得这是真的。
Buffalo and butterfly. And I feel that this is true.
我到巴西讲这种道理。
And when I went to Brazil, I spoke on this topic.
那个巴西的姐妹都很壮。
And all the sisters in Brazil are very tough.
弟兄都很瘦小。
They're very buff. And all the brothers are very small.
Buffalo and butterfly, 他们听了，那我们这个 buffalo 都是，他们说是 butterfly, 他们都是有一种叫 Modilus 的 butterfly。不晓得大家听不懂
so,
是一种很胖的 butterfly 这样子。
So they call themselves the mortalist butterfly, which is quite big.
其实我们说的是不是那种体型上的，而是其他方面的哦。
But actually, I'm not speaking of their physical appearance.
因为水牛比较脏嘛，对不对？
But other qualities, for example, buffaloes, they're more dirty.
我们弟兄这几天没有洗澡的，请举手。
And so, how many brothers have not showered in the past few days? Please raise your hand.
那我们弟兄都是 butterfly 咯。
So all the brothers are butterflies.
通常水牛比较粗心的哈，粗壮。
Because usually buffaloes, they're not as refined.
那蝴蝶呢比较漂亮。
And butterflies are more beautiful.
但是呢，比较脆弱。
But they're also more fragile.
比较优雅。
And they're more graceful.
但是 buffalo 跟 butterfly 在眼影上面配起来的确是很好看的。
But to have a butterfly paired with a buffalo, this is very beautiful.
所以男生跟女生真的不一样。
But men and women are very different.
我觉得那个男生哦，真的比较粗心。
And I feel that brothers are more careless.
我们在讲课的时候，弟兄打瞌睡的比较多一点点。
And when we speak, the brothers, they go fishing more.
因为他们听话总是一个耳朵进去，一个耳朵出来。
Because it goes in one ear and comes out the other.
那姐妹呢，都是很认真听啊。
And the sisters, they pay attention.
两个耳朵都听进去了。
And it goes in both ears.
但是嘴巴常常出来啊。
But it comes out through their mouth.
这是男女的不同啊。
So this is the difference between men and women.
那当我们结婚之后。
But after we become married.
我们要有一段适应的期间
There has to be a time for adjustment.
经上说铁磨铁磨出刃来
And the Bible tells us that when steel is rubbed against steel, then a blade is formed.
朋友相感也是一样
And it is the same with friends.
那个铁磨豆腐根本没办法磨，一磨豆腐就断掉了
Because if you have steel and tofu, then the tofu will break right away.
所以他们两个在一起大概就没有办法在一起了
So you cannot...
没有办法彼此帮助彼此的帮助啊这增加彼此的那种锐利啊，增加彼此的长进。
So they cannot help each other grow.
当我们夫妻在一起，个性不一样，有时候会摩擦，但是在摩擦当中呢，可以增加彼此的长进。
And so for husband and wife, although there may be conflicts, but you can learn and grow through these conflicts.
有时候弟兄姐妹要结婚之前呢，会来我们传道这边呢做婚前辅导。
And sometimes before brothers and sisters get married, they come to the pastors for counsel.
我都会问他们说，你们有没有吵过架
？So I ask them, have you ever fought before?
他们如果说没有，我说那你们还不能结婚。
And if they haven't, then I tell them you cannot be married.
他们如果说有，那我说好，那你们吵过架之后的学习是什么
？And so if they say they have fought before, then I ask them, what have you learned from the fight?
因为你结婚之后不可能不吵架的啦。
Because it is impossible for you to not fight after you become married.
那问题是你吵架之后，你怎么样用正面的方式去解决你的问题呢
？And the point is how you use the fighting to turn it into something positive.
这是我们夫妻都要学习的一个事情啊。
And this is something husbands and wives should learn.
小弟说过，我们说过说，结婚之后大家都会后悔。
And I said before, everyone they feel sorry that they feel remorseful after they become married.
问你们没有用，你们都还没结婚呢。
But this is no use to you since you are not
married. 现在问你，你一定会说，我绝对不会后悔啊。
And so, you.
如果我现在问你的话
，If I ask you right now, you will say, I will not regret.
无论怎么样，我一定爱这个人爱到底，海枯石烂，永远不会改变。
I will never, never stop loving this person, no matter what.
嗯，是不是
？Is this true?
你写情书都这样写的嘛，对不对
？Is this how you write love letters?
不过你。大学四年级之前不要写情书哈。
But please do not write love letters before your senior year in college.
我一直讲这句话，你们要听进去哦。
I keep on saying this. Please take this to heart.
啊，拜托拜托。
Please do this.
对你是好的。
This is good for you.
苦口婆心哦。
And I'm like an old nanny.
有，我没跟你们讲，有一个那个教授他在讲这方面的问题。
And I don't know if I spoke this before, but there was a professor who spoke.
他就问当场在听的那些夫妻说：“你们结过婚的没有后悔过一天的、一个月的、一分钟、一秒钟的，请举手。”
And he asked an audience of couples if anyone had not regretted one day or one second of their marriage.
真的有一个先生举手，很勇敢举手。
And there was one husband that was very brave, and he raised his hand.
哇，那个教授说：“来，我们来听听这位先生到底为什么不后悔，我们都来跟他一起学习。”
So this professor said, "Okay, let us hear what this husband has to say, and we can learn from him."
那个先生说：“教授，我一定要说我不后悔。”
And the husband said, "Professor, I have to say I don't regret."
因为我太太就坐在我旁边。
Because my wife sits next to me.
如果我现在不说我不后悔，我回家就会很后悔。
If I don't say I don't regret now, I will regret when I return home.
婚姻就是这样子。
And this is what marriage is like.
但是我们信耶稣的真的可以不一样。
But we are different when we believe in Christ.
我们信耶稣的有一句话真的要把它记进去了。
And when we are Christians, we must remember one line.
爱就是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
One statement is love is patient, love is kind.
我们觉得圣经上说的真的很不罗曼蒂克。
And this is, seems very unromantic from the Bible.
真的，你看哦，外面说的哦，爱是什么都很罗曼蒂克。
Because other people say that love is something and something, and it's very romantic.
那爱就是呢，在这个星空下面牵着他的手看星星，很罗曼蒂克吧
？And love is to watch the stars and hold her hand under the starlight, and
爱就是在他的窗口下面弹吉他。
And love is to serenade someone under their window.
很罗曼蒂克吧
？It's very romantic, isn't it?
爱就是把菜吃光光。
And love is to eat all her cooking.
很罗曼蒂克吧
？It's very romantic, isn't it?
可是圣经上说，爱就是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
But the Bible says love is patient, love is kind.
这个很硬哎。
This is very stiff.
好像还没有结婚就叫我要忍耐，那我干什么要结婚呢
？It as though it's telling me to be patient before I get married. So why should I get married?
但是这句话真的很有学问哦。
But this has a lot of wisdom.
你们结婚之后要好好记住这句话。
You have to remember this when you become married.
爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Love is patient. Love is kind.
因为你刚开始你后悔的时候呢，你忍耐下去，你一定会成功的。
Because if you are patient when you regret it at first, you will win at the end.
因为你很不习惯的地方呢，在经过几年之后呢。你都会很欣赏你很不习惯的地方。
Because the places where you're not used to, you will be able to enjoy that in a few years.
有一个弟兄很不习惯他太太。
And there's a brother who was not used to his wife.
刚结婚的时候就觉得他这个人很苗条，一定很秀气才对。
And at first he thought that this woman she's so skinny, so she must be very graceful.
哎，可是你结婚之后才知道这个人实在是很粗鲁啊。
But he found out that she was not very graceful.
怎么这个进门的时候，人家进门都嘛轻轻的、小声的关，她不是进门 bang 一声就关上去了。
So this lady, instead of closing the door gently, she would slam the door.
那脱鞋子，人家都嘛慢慢的这样子慢慢脱，她哪里是这样，砰一声就踢出去了。
So other people would take their shoes off gently, and she would whack her shoes.
哪有人女生是这个样子的？亏你还长得这么纤。这么苗条，好像很有气质的样子。
Why would a skinny lady like this be so ungraceful？
这个当你批评你太太的时候呢，你的太太也会缓成相机了哈。
And so when you criticize your wife in this way, she will take revenge.
所以那个太太就这样讲。
So the wife said this.
哪有先生像你这个样子的
？How many husbands are like you？
哎，每次进门都要两个向后转。每次进门都要两个向后转呢。
Every time you come in the door, you have to turn backwards twice.
先向后转，把鞋子轻轻放好。
And you turn back once and place your shoes gently.
再向后转，慢慢的走进客厅。
And then you would turn around again and walk slowly into the living room.
大家就很不高兴。
So they were very unhappy.
这个先生很忍耐。
And this husband was very patient.
因为圣经上说爱是恒久忍耐。
Because the Bible says love is patient.
忍耐几年之后，发觉到哎，这个太太这种动作也不错。
And so after he was patient a few years, he found that his wife was not bad.
因为夏天蚊子多。
Because in the summer there are many mosquitoes.
哎，这样砰一声，哎，蚊子、苍蝇少几只进来。
So when she slammed the door, she killed a couple mosquitoes.
那以后一进门呢，就可以慢慢观赏。今天太太这样。踢鞋是可以踢几尺远。
And then sometimes when she would come in, he would bet on how far she could fling her shoes.
又还可以求太太一下。
And then sometimes he would even beg his wife.
太太今天踢的比较短一点哦。
Why, honey, like your shoes are kind of short today.
所以真的有时候你在发觉到哦，夫妻结婚之后哈，很多缺点看久了就哎呀习惯了，然后习惯之后就慢慢。哎，可以欣赏一下，怎么有这样的人
？So sometimes after being married for a while, you will have those things that you're not used to, and you'll be able to appreciate them, and you'll think to yourself, "Oh, there's a person like this."
我们绝对不要啊祈求对方能够改变他们的个性。
So we should not hope that the other party will change their personality.
因为那是不可能的。
Because that is impossible.
好，在婚姻辅导学上面呢，没有一个。要求别人改变个性的案例是成功的。
And there is not one case in marriage counseling that is successful in asking someone to change.
但是我们是基督徒。
But we are Christians.
我们可以改变我们自己。
We can change ourselves.
我们不是改变很多了吗
？Haven't we changed a lot?
你看，从小到现在。
From when we are young till now.
我们以前在这个高中班学龄会、初中班学龄会，那个辅导员有时候对你很头痛，不是吗？
And isn't it true that when we are in J1 SSC or the older SSC that the counselors had a hard time with us?
但是我们都进步了，感谢主。
But we have changed and praise the Lord.
婚姻的生活也是一样。
And the same goes with marital life.
我们在个性上面可以慢慢的改进彼此。
And in our personalities, we can change slowly.
你有没有注意到说恩爱的夫妻哦，有时候脸会越来越像，有没有？
Have you noticed that couples that love each other, they'll grow in more and more alike?
尤其越老的夫妻越来越像。
Especially the older they get, the more close they look.
不一定是脸型哦。
It's not only their face.
而是他们的气质跟涵养。
But the way they carry themselves.
因为他们在主里面都彼此求进步了。
Because they have asked to improve themselves in the Lord.
最重要的就是我们要保守我们的心。
And the most important thing is we must hold our heart.
我们刚读那个经节呢，米甲从心里就轻视他。
We should keep thy heart because...We just read that Michal, she despised David in her heart.
经上讲说呢，一生的果效是从心发出的。
And the Bible tells us that things come from our heart.
所以我们要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
So we should keep our heart over all else.
结婚之后，你就要认定就是这个了。
After we become married, we should determine that this is it.
其他的人就是不再。绝对不在你的生命当中呢，让你心中再起一点点涟漪呀。
And other people are out of the picture, and they should not cause any emotions in your life.
这是你在神面前的立约。
And this is the covenant you have made before God.
这是当初你对你太太的立约。
And this is a covenant you made with your wife.
所以一辈子绝对不可以改变。
So you cannot change this for your life.
所以你的心就用锁把它锁起来了。
So you should lock your heart.
钥匙就把它吞到肚子里面去了。
And swallow the key.
所以这个再也不能打开了。
And you cannot open it once more.
一定要这样的心哦。
You have to have this heart.
圣经上讲说，我们不可以犯奸淫的罪。
The Bible tells us we should not commit adultery.
我听到一个姐妹在我们 NYTS 做见证，我记得很清楚。
And there was a sister who gave a testimony at NYTS, and I remember very clearly.
她的那个见证的内容就是跟我们讲说呢，第七诫事实上就是来保护我们的婚姻的。
And she testified that the seventh commandment is to preserve our marriage.
你还记得她的见证吗
？Do you remember her testimony?
记不记得？记得我就不用说了。
If you remember, then I will not speak it.
记得吗
？Does anyone remember?
有的点头，有的摇头。
Some remember and some don't.
他在这里以后，请他说。
She is here, so we will ask her to speak about this.
真的，他的感受就是说，第七诫是来保守我们的婚姻的。
And her feeling is that the seventh commandment is to preserve our marriage.
所以我们每个人都要保守我们的心。
So we should keep our hearts.
大卫，他跟米甲的婚姻可以说是破裂了。
And David's marriage to Michal was broken.
那我们后来发现到说，他的情感很丰富啊。
And later we will find that he was a very affectionate person.
后来他又有另外一个婚外情。
And he had an affair later on.
说婚外情这个题目是对现代人来说的，因为在古代，王本来是可以娶很多太太的。
And so this topic of the extramarital affair is a current topic because in the olden days, kings could have many wives.
但是神的意思却不是这样子。
But this was not the will of the Lord.
神起初造人是造一夫一妻啊。
When God created man, he created man and wife.
神也警告说呢, 一个国王呢, 不可以多立妃嫔啊。
And God also warned that a king must not have more than one wife.
但是大卫在做这个, 犹大王的时候, 他就娶了六个太太。
But when David was king of Judah, he had six wives.
然后呢,做以色列王的时候呢,又立了很多的妃嫔。
And when he was the king of Israel, he had many concubines.
这是违背了律法的。
And this was against the law.
我们看生命记的17章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 17.
生命记17章14节。
Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 14.
17章14节。
17:14.
17章14节。
Chapter 17, verse 14.
我们读到17节。
We'll read to verse 17.
我们从16节开始好了。
Actually, we'll start from verse 16.
只是王不可以为自己加添马匹。 也不可以使百姓回埃及去，我要加添他们的马匹，因为主曾经吩咐你们说，不可以再回那一条路去。17节，他也不可以为自己多立妃嫔，恐怕他的心偏斜，也不可以为自己多积蓄金银。圣经上讲，大卫是一个合神心意的人呢。
The Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart.
他很多事情都没有做错。
He did not have any wrongdoing.
除了我们现在分享这个八十八这个婚外情之外，
and except for this topic that we are discuss about, 这, we are to discuss about.
那这里讲说三个事情王不可以做。
About Bathsheba, and here it says there's three things a king must not do.
不可以为自己加添马匹。
He must not acquire great numbers of horses for himself.
是，我不是给你们出一个作业吗？
Did I not give you a homework?
他们去打仗，对不对？ 请问他们打了那个敌人之后呢， 大卫怎么对待那匹马，那些马的？
After they went to war, how did David treat those horses? Does anyone know?
你们有没有读？
Did you read already?
有没有？
Did anyone read?
请你们 做那个功课，不要光抄这个study Bible就好了。
So please do not just copy your study Bible when you do your homework.
要去看那个内容哦。You
have to go read the content.
大卫那个把多的马匹那个脚蹄筋通通砍断了。David
cut the ankles of all the extra horses.
哦，他没有违背律法。He
did not sin against the law.
他也没有为自己多积蓄钱财。And
he did not amass for himself more silver and gold.
他的钱财为神来预备。 做建殿。
His wealth was prepared for the Lord to build the temple.
他唯一的错误就是学习外邦人多立妃嫔啊。
His only sin was to follow the Gentiles and have many wives.
因为更多的太太显示自己有更多的权利，更大的一个国度啊。
Because many wives symbolized more power in a greater kingdom.
那因为他在感情上面的丰富，情感上面的脆弱。 在以前就做这么多事情，后来呢，又做了一件事情啊。And
because he was very emotionally fragile and he was affectionate, he did all these things in the past.
他就，我们都知道他是犯罪了，哦。And
then later he sinned.
他就是去玷污了八十八，杀了他的先生啊。And
what he did was he defiled Bathsheba and killed her husband.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们会知道一个婚外情，哦，跟一个人。 的个性有关系哦。So
we can see that an extramarital affair has something to do with a person's personality.
我的意思是说，一个人发生一件事情哦，不是没有迹象可以行的，不是一个偶然事件。What
I'm trying to say is it's not an accident or a coincidence when something happens.
你看那个扫罗一辈子都没有婚姻的问题哦。We
can see that Saul had no marital problems all his life.
他只有一个太太。He
only had one wife.
他这一辈子的唯一的问题就是什么呢？ 那个权力抓住不放啊。
And his only problem was that he could not let go of power.
大卫这一辈子问题都没有权力上的问题啊。
And David did not have any problems with power.
他都没有自己要求要做王的。
He did not ask to become king on his own.
都是神一直的给他机会。
But the Lord kept on giving his opportunities.
但是他在这个太太上面哦， 就是一个接一个啊。
But on the matter of wives, he had one after the other.
啊，他以前这个， 就是有这个多利挥鞭这样的一个经验呢。
And he had the habit of having concubines.
所以你看那个啊，有一个士师啊，叫什么名字啊？参孙呢、啊、
？And we know that there was a judge named Samson.
他的问题也都是跟女人有关系、啊。
His problems stem from women.
所以我们现在的问题可能是婚后的问题哦。
So our problem now may be our problem in the future.
我们跟现在个性上的缺点可能是婚后的缺点哦。
Our personality defects now may be our defects later in our marriage.
啊，有一个十八岁的小姐跑来问我，还不是信徒啊。
And there was an 18-year-old lady who came to ask me, and she was not yet a believer.
她大概高中不晓毕业了没有
？And I did not know whether or not she had graduated from high school.
她妈妈跟我们讲说呢，她本来功课很好。
Her mother said that she used to have good grades.
现在突然之间的功课一落千丈。
But now, all of a sudden, she no longer had good grades.
那也跟我们讲说呢，她现在就是在 fool around， 就是很乱来呀。
And her mother also said that she was fooling around.
那有一天呢，她就来找我们聊天了。
And one day she came and chatted with us.
她说我没有办法帮助我自己，我就是这样子，我觉得我应该就是没有办法控制我自己啊。
But she said that I cannot control myself.
她说她觉得唯一的方法就是她赶快结婚了。
And she said that her only solution is to get married soon.
我们跟她讲说，这是短暂解决问题的方法，不是永远的方法。
We told her this is a short-term solution.
如果你婚前有这样的问题
，If you have this type of problem before you get married，
你婚后难道你就不会有其他的先生出现吗
？Will you not have more than one husband after you become married？
所以这是我们现在就应该去注意的一个问题。
So this is a problem we have to take heed right now.
所以我们说，大卫这个婚外情不是一个 accident.
So we say that this extramarital affair was not an accident.
是跟他的个性还有跟他的生活形态有关系。
It had to do with his personality and his lifestyle.
我们来看撒母耳记下十一章。
So let us turn to 2 Samuel chapter 11.
撒母耳记下十一章。
2 Samuel chapter 11.
第一节。
Verse 1.
撒母耳记下十一章第一节第二节。
Second Samuel chapter 11 verse 1 and 2。
过了一年，到列王出战的时候，大卫又差派约押率领臣仆和以色列众人出战，他们就打败亚门人，围攻拉巴。大卫仍住在耶路撒冷。第二节。
Verse 2。
请你念。
2. One evening David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful.
我们看到这里就好、哦、这个大卫你如果看我们如果看圣经会知道他以前很少不跟这个阿宾哥出去打仗的。
If we see from the Bible, it was very rare for David to not follow the troops in battle before.
可是呢他因为成功的关系呢他的生活就比较懒散了。
But because of his victories, his lifestyle became more loose.
所以呢，他就没有跟出去打仗。
So he did not follow into war.
Okay, 而且可以睡到太阳平息啊。
And he could sleep until the evening time.
如果你问一下老人家哈、哦，要睡到太阳起床，要太阳起床，要太阳下山才起床哦，这个是。不简单诶，你试试看。
So if you ask any elder members if it's how they can sleep until nighttime, actually this is very difficult to do.
你们有没有睡到这个太阳下山才起床的？请举手。
If you had the experience of sleeping until nighttime, please raise your hand.
好，谢谢。那你们隔天晚上在做什么
？So what were you doing the previous night?
还是睡觉啊
？They were still sleeping.
如果看武侠小说，大概会这样子了。
So if you're reading a novel, perhaps this would be the case.
功夫 novel 才会这样了，一般。
Or kung fu novels.
不过这个要太阳下山真的不简单。
But this is very difficult.
大卫的生活已经出问题了。
So there was something wrong with David's life.
这个不是一定是这样，但是哦，一个人在温饱之后哦，中国人说温饱思淫逸啊，就在成功之后呢，婚姻比较可能出问题啊。
And this is not the exact case, but usually after a person is comfortable, they have problems in their marriage.
这是我跟我朋友当中的一个观察。
And this is what I've observed amongst my friends.
我的朋友，我们都还在找工作、找绿卡、找安定的时候呢，大家都蛮相亲相爱。
And when,
没有一个家庭有问题。
Out of my friends, when everyone was looking for a job or applying for a green card, and when they were struggling, no one had marital problems.
现在大家有绿卡啦，有房子啦，有车子啦，有儿子啦， 怎么这个婚姻有问题，那个婚姻有问题呢？
But now that everyone has the green card, the car, the house, the son, then all of them suddenly had problems in their marriage.
所以我们听说这个北京那时候不是有 SARS 吗？
So didn't we hear about SARS in Beijing a couple months ago?
那个报纸上说呢，自从北京有 SARS 之后呢，离婚率突然降低很多啊。
And so the newspaper said after Beijing had SARS, the divorce rate suddenly went down.
这样看起来真的，当人在成功之后呢，我们对婚姻要更加的警觉。
So this tells us that when we are successful, we must pay more attention to our
marriage. 我们更要注意祷告的生活。
And we have to pay more attention to our life of prayer.
耶稣说，你们要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
And Jesus said to watch and pray lest you fall into temptation.
因为我们心灵固然愿意，肉体却是很软弱。
Because although our spirit is willing, our body is weak.
你会不会觉得你在这里好像心很轻，对不对？
Don't you feel like your heart is very light while you are here?
有一点点罪恶的思想，你马上可以奉耶稣的名把它赶掉，对不对？
And when you have a little bit of thought, of sinful thoughts, you can cast it out in the name of Jesus.
在这边生活好像没有空间让罪恶进来，对不对？
And you feel that there's no room for sin while you are here, isn't it true?
但回家就不一样了。
But it's different when you return home.
电视一打开。
When you open the TV.
沙发一躺。
And you lay on your couch.
Popcorn 一吃。
And when you eat your popcorn.
再一瓶啤酒也许。
And then maybe a beer.
那个印象都变得非常的引诱了，那个 TV screen 都变得非常引诱了。
And then all the TV scenes will be very seductive.
那个大卫当初可能就过这样的生活。
And so perhaps David's lifestyle was like this.
所以当一个人真的祷告到每天都过着祷告生活的时候
，So when a person prays to the point that he prays every day.
耶稣说，魔鬼在我心中是一无所有的。
And Jesus will say that the devil has no foothold.
大卫当时已经不是过那样的生活了。
But David did not have this type of life.
他生活形态已经出问题了。
There was something wrong with his lifestyle.
我们继续来念
十
一章的第二节。
Chapter 11, verse 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
一日太阳平息，大卫从床上起来，在王宫平顶上游行，看见一个妇人名誉沐浴容貌甚美。第三节。
Verse 3.
大卫就差人打听那妇人是谁，有人说她是以年的女儿，赫人乌利亚的妻拔示巴。第四节。
Verse 4.
大卫差人去将妇女接来，那时她的月经才洁净，她来了，大卫与她同房，她就回家去了。第五节。
Verse 5.
于是她怀了孕，大卫去打发人去告诉大卫说，我怀孕了。这里有两个问题我们要一起来思考。
There are two problems we must ponder about.
第一个就是有关于 exposing 啊，这个女生的那种曝露。
The first is in regards to exposing on the side of the sisters.
那个拔示巴哦，不晓得是有钱人家还是不是太有钱，总之他先生是当将军就对了。
We did not know whether or not
当军人就对了。
Was wealthy. We just know that her husband was in the military.
那个以前有钱人，他是住双层啊二层楼的房子啊。
Because the rich people in the past, they lived in two-story houses.
那二楼呢，又可以在那个地方洗澡啊。
And there was a place to bathe on the second floor.
这个洗澡，他也不管有没有人在看他。
And she did not care whether or not other people were looking at her.
我不晓得他是什么心态。
I don't know what she was thinking.
反正要看就看，随便你了。
So if you want to look, then go ahead. I don't care.
是不是这样？我不知道，圣经上没有讲。
I don't know if it's this way, but the Bible didn't.
总之，洗澡到可以给人家看得到就对了。
But she was bathing for other people to see.
她可能是一个相当寂寞的女人呢。
Perhaps she was a very lonely woman.
因为她的先生一直当兵没有回来。
Because her husband was in the military and he did not return.
圣经讲她的先生哦，重过事业，重过一家庭啊，重事业过一家庭。
And the Bible says that her husband.Treasured his profession more than his family.
因为大卫做错事情，叫他先生从前线回来哦，请你回家睡个觉。他说不可以，我怎么可以睡觉？回家睡觉。
Because when David asked him to return from the army and asked him to go home, he did not want to go home and sleep.
他说匈奴未除，我怎么可以自己在这边享乐呢？
He said that how can I go home when my men are fighting?
哎，意思是这样子的哈。那所以你就知道这个女人呢，她真的。不晓得是不是真的有一点点不在乎了。
So we don't know whether or not this woman didn't care.
所以我们姐妹们呢，我们要注意，不要自己太 expose 我们自己。
So sisters, we must pay attention to not expose ourselves.
真的有时候不一定是每个女人呐，但是通常女人哦，暴露哦，有很潜在的迷人的危机啊。
And so it's not the case all the time, but usually when a woman exposes herself, she is in potential danger.
我们说来教会，我们穿着要保守一点点。
And we said that when we come to church, we must dress a little more conservative.
其实这也是一种爱心的表现呢。
But actually, this is an act of love.
因为这样子弟兄可以比较专心听道理啊。
Because this way, the brothers can pay more attention to the sermon.
这是真的。
And this is true.
我们的心也不要暴露出去啊。
And our hearts should not be exposed.
现在的那个很可怕，就是网络上的我们的心的心的一种暴露。
And what's very dangerous right now is to expose ourselves online.
网络是一个很可怕的情欲的一个工具。
The internet is a very dangerous tool for emotions.
如果说我们用得好网络是可以帮助我们的。
If we use it correctly, then the internet can help us.
但是常常很多年轻人用它来做作恶的一个工具。
But many times young people use it as a tool of sin.
在网络上可以把自己的 identity 给遮住了。
You can hide your identity online.
所以小弟以前说过说，即使你这个80岁都可以说自己18岁啊。
And so I've said before, even if you're 80, you can say that you are 18.
然后你就可以在上面打情骂俏。
And you can go and flirt online.
那个打情骂俏之后哦，很多报道我们听了，在网络上面乱讲话的哦，一见面之后呢，马上就犯罪了。
And so we have read reports, if you flirt too much online, when you see each other, then you will sin immediately.
都不用经过一种认识的过程。
And you don't even have to get to know each other.
这是网络可怕的地方啊。
And this is the danger of the internet.
所以我们姐妹要注意，不要暴露。
So sisters must be aware of not exposing.
再来，你们以后结婚之后呢，要注意，夫妻也不要分开太久。
And after you become married, you must be careful not to separate yourselves between husband and wife.
我觉得八十八的问题哦，跟他的先生呢有很大的关系，跟他先生的工作有很大的关系啊。
I feel that Bathsheba's problem had a lot to do with her husband's profession.
我们有个弟兄呢，他是做外交官的。
And there was a brother who was a diplomat.
那他就提到他们生活的一个问题，因为他是他每四年呢一会儿到韩国。当外交官，一会儿到这个日本当外交官，那有时候被派来美国啊。
And so his problem was every 4 years he would be sent to Korea or Japan or sometimes to America.
他们说呢，对他们自己这个职业的人，他们没有问题，因为他们做这个工作本身就很喜欢语言，那本身也很喜欢旅游。
And so for the diplomats themselves, they have no problem because this type of profession, people enjoy traveling in languages when they're in this profession.
但是对孩子就不晓得怎么办呢、啊、
？But they don't know what to do with their children.
四年，一会儿学日文之后呢，再来就要学韩文，韩文之后呢又要学英文呢、啊。
So for 4 years they will learn Korean, and then for another 4 years they'll learn Japanese, and then they'll change into English.
那怎么办呢
？So what should they do？
所以很多人就在一个地方定居下来，让先生出去了外放。
So some people they settle in one place and allow the husband to travel.
可是呢，他又说他的同事好多的家庭。
But then he said that all his many of the, his colleagues have marital problems.
所以他就立志。
So he made the determination.
他的家人一定要跟着他跑。
That his family would always be with him.
那我问他说，那如果你被派到非洲去，你也要让你的家人到非洲去吗
？So I asked him, so if you are sent to Africa, will you allow your family to go with you?
因为他是台湾的外交官，那个台湾跟非洲有外交的都是一个很落后的国家。
Because Taiwan, he is a diplomat for Taiwan and. Taiwan has relations with very poor countries in Africa.
他说没有办法，还是要去。
And he said, "Well, there's no way."
我就觉得他这个精神不错。
They will have to follow. So I feel that he has a good spirit.
真的夫妻真的不要离开太久。
Because husband and wife should not be separated for too long.
因为人毕竟是人哈。
Because humans are humans.
离开久了，有时候不小心。会给魔鬼留地步啊！
And when you are separated for too long, you will give the devil a foot.
一个是 exposing， 另外一个问题就是 perceiving。我们来从这两个角度来看，一个是 perceive 那个观看那个人呢、啊。
So the two problems are exposing and perceiving.
如果弟兄们，你不小心看到一个荧幕的时候，你怎么办
？For brothers, if you accidentally see a certain image, what do you do？
这真是一个不容易的事情哦。
And this is something that is quite difficult.
你们我们中国人说这个擒心中擒山中贼易啊，擒心中贼难。或者是说什么呢？或者是说猛兽易擒，人心难治。或者是说什么呢
？Because it is very hard to control your beastly desires.
我们来看这个箴言16章哈。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 16.
16章32节.
Proverbs 16.
箴言16章32节.
Proverbs 16:32.
16章32节.
Proverbs 16:32.
不轻易发怒的胜过勇士。 自服己心的强如其城。这个大卫可以取很多的城市。
Here it says, better a patient man than a warrior, a man who controls his temper than one who takes a city.
大卫可以取很多的城市。
David had taken many cities.
但是他没有办法真的制服自己的心哦。
But he could not control his own heart.
所以我们弟兄们看到一个影像的时候呢, 真的要赶快, 就像我们的弟兄先生奉耶稣的名把他赶出去啊。
So when brothers, you see an image, you have to cast it out in the name of Jesus.
赶快离开现场。
And leave the scene immediately.
我们已经说过了，要跟眼目立耶，不可以念念瞻望处女。
And we said that to make a pact with our eyes to not stare at virgins.
我们说过了，耶稣说呢，如果一个眼睛让我犯罪，我宁愿把它挖起来，因为一个眼睛进天国比两个眼睛下地狱还好。
And even Jesus said that if our eye causes us to sin, it is better to gouge it off. And it is better to enter heaven with one eye than to fall. So my point is to run away immediately.
在美国真的这个方面是很不容易的。
It is very difficult in America.
我们常常遇到不好的这种 image, 常常不小心你就碰到了。
Sometimes unintentionally we bump into these bad images.
或者是一些诱惑。
Or some temptations.
小弟有一次到这个夏威夷去出差啊。And
for example, one time I went to Hawaii on an assignment.
那出差那时候周慧佳传道也一起来帮忙。And
that time Pastor Cho also went along to help.
那最后礼拜四晚上我们都结束我们的 assignment, 都结束了。And
on Thursday night, we were done with our assignment.
我就跟传道说，传道来，我带你去 YTT 这个海滩散步。
So I told Pastor Cho, Pastor, let's go to Waikiki and we can walk on the beach.
你很少来嘛，第一次来。Because
this was your first time here.
那我就两个人就穿短裤穿拖鞋，那就去海边散步啦。So
we put on our shorts and slippers and we went out and walked on the beach.
那走走走，怎么走到一条街那边去了？And
so we walked and walked until we came to this alley.
那有一个真的是很时髦的 白人的小姐啊,
and there was a very fashionable Caucasian lady.
那跑过到我的旁边来一直跟我讲话。
So she came to my side and kept on talking to me.
那她一直讲不讲爸爸爸爸爸, 我都不想她讲什么。
She kept on saying 爸爸爸爸爸, and I didn't know what she was talking about.
她到底讲中文呢还是讲英文, 我都不知道。
Was she speaking Chinese or English? I didn't know.
那我只跟她摇头。
I kept on nodding my head or shaking my head, saying that I didn't understand.
她只好不用讲用唱的。 她用唱的我终于听得懂了。 And
so she stopped speaking and she started singing and then I could understand.
她怎么唱? 她唱说, 你要你朋友吗? 这样子啊。
And so she sang in Chinese, do you want a girlfriend?
哦, 原来如此啊, 外国人讲中文, 怪不得, 听不懂啊。
Oh, so she was speaking Chinese, no wonder I couldn't understand.
奇怪, 英文应该没有那么烂才对啊。
Because my English wasn't that bad.
我要你朋友吗? 诶,
so do I want a girlfriend?
我就看看她。
I looked at her.
我就看看这个周传道。
So I looked at Pastor Cho.
我本来想要问周传道怎么说啊。
I wanted to ask Pastor Cho what to say.
传道没有说话。
But Pastor Cho didn't say anything.
我就跟他讲说,
So I told her.
我有男朋友了。
I have a boyfriend.
那个, 所以我都想不到说到 Waikiki 这个地方遇到这种事情了。
Because I didn't think that I would encounter this type of thing in Waikiki.
所以我说哦, 这个世界哦, 各个地方呢, 充满了诱惑。
So I'm telling you that there is many temptations in this world.
我们弟兄到中国大陆去出差, 这是真实的哦。
And there's a true story that a brother went to mainland China on an assignment.
他回来就跟我们讲一个故事。
And when he came back, he told me a story.
他说两个这个宗教的工作人员呢, 也到中国大陆去工作，就说, 去那边不晓得观光还是做什么了。
There were also two religious workers that went to China for an assignment or some other business.
那两个就住两个房间嘛。
And the two of them stayed in two rooms.
那个柜台就打电话给另外一个先生啊。
And so the hotel counter, they called one of the men.
也是问他说你要你朋友吗？
And they asked him, do you want a girlfriend?
那个绅士员很生气啊。
And so that that holy worker, he was very angry.
你怎么可以打这种电话给我?
How can you call me?
你不知道我是拜神的吗?
Don't you know that I revere God?
你难道不知道我的工作吗?
You don't know my job?
那个柜台人员说，哎呀，免假先啦，不要装蒜了啦。
And so the caller said, don't pretend.
你们那个隔壁的才刚刚才叫一个而已啊。
The guy next to you just asked for one.
啊，所以你要不要一个啊?
So do you want one?
哦，我那个神职人很生气啊。
And that holy worker, he was very angry.
赶快，隔壁快要犯罪了，赶快过去敲门，不可以让他们犯罪。
And he knew that the person next to him was about to sin, so he went and knocked on the door.
开开门。
And the door opened.
嗯，他那个同事一把门打开。
And his coworker opened the door.
他在哪里？他在哪里
？Where is she? Where is she?
谁在哪里
？What?
你藏在哪里？把他藏在哪里
？Where did you hide? Where did you hide her? Where did you hide her?
没有啊。
I didn't hide anyone.
真的没有吗
？Are you sure?
你进来找好了。
Come in and search for
真的没有哎。
But there really wasn't any.
真的没有。
There really wasn't a person.
柜台搞鬼的。
And so the counter was the one that was doing something fishy.
柜台真坏。
But they're so bad.
你不要以为中国大陆才有哦。
Don't feel that this only happens in China.
这种东西讲太多，不晓得影响你灵修哦。
I don't want to say too much because it'll affect your spirituality.
真的，你要小心哦，到处都是陷阱。
But be careful because there are traps everywhere.
哦，到处都是陷阱。
So there are traps everywhere.
当你有一个 exposing 的时候，我们要怎样控制我们的眼睛？
So when there's an exposing, what should we do to control
our eyes? 我们来念一段经文哦。
Let's turn to a passage.
箴言第五章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 5.
箴言第五章。
Proverbs 5.
箴言第五章。
Proverbs 5.
第七节开始哈。
Starting from verse 7.
五章七节。
5:7.
众子啊，现在要听从我，不可离弃我口中的话。第八节。
Verse 8.
你所行的道要远离他，就是淫妇，不可亲近他的房门。第九节。
Verse 9.
恐怕将你的尊荣给别人，将你的岁月给残忍的人。第十节。
Verse 10.
恐怕外人满得你的力量，你劳碌所得来的归外人的家。十一节。
Verse 11.
终究你的皮肉和你的身体销毁，你就悲叹说十二节。我怎么恨恶信悔，心中藐视责备，也不听从我叔父的话，又不侧耳听教训我的人呢？我在圣会中几乎落在猪般的恶中了。所以我们真的不要离弃神的教训。
So we should not depart from the teachings of the Lord.
啊，我们对一个 exposing 的东西呢，要很注意。
We have to be very careful when there is exposing.
我觉得在大卫这个婚外情呢，我们要探讨另外一个问题，就是那个 media， 就是那个媒介。
And one thing in regards to David's case is we need to discuss about the media.
大卫之所以犯罪呢，因为中间有一些传话的人呢。
David could sin only because there were people relaying the message for him.
我们来看《撒母耳记下》十一章。
We turn to 2 Samuel chapter 11.
十一章。
Chapter 11.
你仔细看哦，那个第三节有一个大卫就猜一个人，对不对？有个中间的人，大卫差人去找拔示巴。
In verse 3, we can see David sent someone to find Bathsheba.
那我们再看啊，那个是在第三节哦。
And this is in verse 3.
那第十节又有人来告诉大卫说呢，乌利亚没有回家，所以大卫跟乌利亚当中呢，总是有一个人在做一个传递的工作。
In verse 10, someone told David that Uriah did not go home, so there was always someone to relay the message.
所以小弟觉得说，我们将来结婚之后哈，你要砍断所有让你一些婚姻出轨的那个媒介，要把它砍断掉，不要有那个 media， 不要有那个媒介。
So once you get married, you should cut off all the mediums, different mediums that will cause you to sin.
因为耶稣基督说呢，我们结婚之后是两人成为一体。
Because Jesus Christ said, once you are married, two become one.
那神所配合的人不可以分开。
And what God has joined together, man
should not separate. 人分开有很多的原因呢。
And there are many reasons why people separate.
但是一定有一个沟通的管道。
But there is always a channel of communication.
我小弟在这边主持一个婚礼的时候，跟诸位谈过。
And when I was here to conduct a marital ceremony, I spoke with everyone.
我觉得两人成为一体呢，这个两个人 joint。 become one 呢，这个 joined 呢，所以在现在来讲有一个新的小弟觉得有一个新的解释。
And I feel that there is a new definition to the term being joined as one.
To become one 哦 ，to join as one 哈。
To joined as one.
那个 join 就是要 join 什么东西呢
？And so what do you join?
除了身体要 join 之外呢，那个
apart from your body,
bank account 要 join.
Your bank account should be joined.
这个道理你们现在可能还不太懂哦。
You perhaps you cannot understand this right now.
但是婚姻很多问题哦，都是因为彼此计较财产，计较太厉害了，出问题了。
But many marital problems come from the financial.
结婚的时候呢，哎，我从我这个夫家带多少财产来，那我这个我本身的家庭给我多少财产，哎，你不可以怎么样，我不可以怎么样，这样就是为那个问题在吵架。
And sometimes they'll fight over how much money you came into the marriage with and how much the family gave and what you can't do and what you can do.
啊，如果你跟你的配偶都在上班，两个都在想，哎，我赚多少，你赚多少，这样子。
And if both the spouses are working, then you'll compare how much you make and how much I make.
哦，所以这个真的是会造成婚姻的很多困扰。
So this will cause many problems in a marriage.
圣经上讲说，如果有人要用财产来买爱情，那个人会被藐视啊。
And so the Bible says those who try to buy love with their wealth will buy marriage with their wealth will be belittled.
你现在结婚了嘛，就算了啦，什么都给他了，这个钱算什么，就给他算了。
And so once you're married, then you should just give.
加州的法律也是财产都是男女要一半的，我不晓得你们的州是怎么样讲的。
And in California law,All the finances should be split half-half between husband and wife.
我真的感谢主，在这方面哦，我们家都没有这个问题哈。
And I thank the Lord that we don't have this problem in my house.
哎，大概不晓得是不是我们收入比较少的关系。
And I don't know if it's because we have less of an income.
但是真的这方面没有问题。
But I truly do not have this problem.
只有一个小小的问题。
There's only one small problem.
有一次我去银行提啊一。我的钱哦，通常是我太太给我的啦。
So all my money comes from my wife.
这样说不晓得不好意思哦。
I don't know if this is embarrassing.
我已经不晓得怎么去银行领钱了。
I don't even know how to withdraw money from the bank anymore.
我的这个口袋里面哦，一直没有这个提款卡。
Because I don't have an ATM card in my wallet.
我的太太就是我的提款卡。
My wife is my ATM card.
每个月就是爸爸，哎，不是爸爸，说错了。
So I said wrong.
这老婆给个80块钱吧。
So I will go, honey, can I please have 80 bucks?
不是 honey 是老婆了。
Wife, can I please have 80 bucks?
那这个我老婆都会给我啊，哈。
And so my wife would give me this amount.
那通常都没有什么问题啊。
But usually there's no problem.
那有一次我太太回台湾度假。
And so one time my wife went back to Taiwan.
那我就没有钱呢、啊，我没有钱呢、啊。
And I didn't have any money.
那怎么办呢？我又不会用提款卡。
And I didn't know how to use an ATM card.
我就去柜台跟他要钱了。
So I went to the counter and I asked for money.
签支票要钱这样子。
And so I wrote a check and I asked for money.
那因为我从来都不知道我有多少钱呢、啊。
Because I never knew how much money I had.
我就顺便问他说我有多少钱。
So I also asked them how much money do I have.
他给我写一个数字啊。
And she wrote a number.
76块钱呢、啊。
$76.
奇怪，我结婚这么久，我婚姻中还剩下76块钱。
And so after being married so long, I only have $76.
我一直看他，我不相信，你是不是偷了我的钱呢、啊、
？And I kept on staring at her and wondering if she stole my money.
不可能啊，不可能啊
！It's impossible.
我怎么可能这么少钱呢
？Why do I have so little money?
钱哪里去了
？Where did all this money go?
后来问我太太。
And later I asked my wife.
因为我真的不相信。
Because I really
didn't
believe it.
我太太说：“哎，对不起啦，你不在的时候，我钱都转掉了。”
And so she said, "I'm sorry when you were."Gone. I wired out all the money.
因为有时候要转到 CD 去嘛，有时候要转到 Money Market 去嘛。那我都不在家，都没办法签名啊，所以钱都变成他的钱了。
And so sometimes it would be transferred to a CD or a Money Market. So when I was gone, all the money was transferred.
但是我一点也不担心啊。
But and it's all transferred in her names. But I am not worried at all.
我感谢神，这方面真的没有问题。
So I praise the Lord. There's really no problem.
你们也要 join 那个 email account.
So you should also have a joint email account.
为什么？
And why is this?
你们有时候送 email 通通送给谁啊？
And why? Who do you send your emails to?
哎，如果那个不小心别人送进来啊，是你不喜欢的人，你太太可以帮你 delete 掉。
So if someone sends you an email that you don't like, then your wife can delete it for you.
不是你不喜欢，是你太太不喜欢的人啊。
So you don't. It's not your problem. It's her problem.
这个。真的常常 email 变成现在的人一种对外沟通的管道。
An email is a medium in which people communicate with outside.
哦，你们要 join 什么呢？ join 那个 cell phone 的 plan.
So you should also join cell phone plans.
我说、哦、至少让你太太哦， 至少让你太太一个月哦，控制你一千分钟啊，不用担心要花钱。
So at least your wife can control you for 1,000 minutes without spending extra money every month.
这个是我们觉得，这个大卫他的一个问题，就是有个 media， 有个媒介。
So this was David's problem that he had a medium.
我还有两分钟。
I have 2 more minutes.
我要谈一谈犯罪的结果是什么。
I want to discuss about the results of sinning.
雅各书第一章十五节说呢，罪。私意怀胎就生出罪来。
In James chapter 1 verse 15 it says when sin gives birth to desire.
罪既长成就生出死来。
Oh, desire gives birth to sin and sin gives birth to death.
雅各在写那段话的时候可能在想象大卫的这一段故事。
And perhaps James thought of David's story when he was writing this.
真的，这个就是大卫，他罪怀胎了，就生出儿子，这个儿子一长成就死掉了，罪既长成就生出死来，所以后来这个孩子就死掉了。
And it's true that when David had sin, he gave birth to a son, and the son died.
在这个犯罪过程当中呢，大卫一直想要隐瞒这个罪。
And during this process of sin, David continuously tried to hide this sin.
箴言二十八章十三节说呢，一个人要隐瞒他的罪是绝对不会亨通的。
In Proverbs 28, chapter 28:13, it says it's impossible for a person to cover up.
一个人想要隐瞒不去承认呢，他只会犯更多的罪。
Because if a person tries to hide sin, he will only sin more.
最近加州把一个那个 child sex offender 把他赶出去加州了。
And one recently California expelled a sex offender from the state.
为什么要把他赶出去呢？
And why did they expel
him? 因为你知道没有神的人呢，没有一个没有信神的人呢，他唯一解决他那个罪的方法就是犯更多的罪来解决他的罪，就是他那个心灵的虚空哦，他唯一的满足就是什么呢？去犯同样的错误来满足那个虚空，所以解决他的问题就是犯更多的罪来解决他的罪。
Because a person without God, the only way they can control or they can get rid of their problem is to have to do the same thing over and over again because they're so empty inside.
所以犯罪的人如果一直隐瞒，是一定是罪上加罪的。
So a person who sins, if they try to cover it up, they will end up sinning more.
良心一定会不安的。
And they will feel sick in their conscience.
我一直想说奇怪，为什么神那么好玩，在大卫正在犯罪的时候呢，为什么不赶快派拿单来，等他做完这个事情，拿单才出现呢？
And I kept on thinking, why was God trying to wait? Why did he wait until David had sinned before sending Nathan?
那原来其实神就把一个良心放在大卫的心中了。
But actually God gave David a conscience.
放在你心中，放在我心中了。
He put it in your heart and my
heart. 拿单就在我们的心中了。
Nathan is in our heart.
所以大卫在犯罪的时候呢，他你看他注意他的良心很不安，他也在注意那个拔示巴的先生回来，他在做什么？
And so we can see in this period of sinning, David was very self-conscious about what Bathsheba's husband was doing.
真的，我想他根本可能都睡不着觉，一直在注意乌利亚的一行一动啊。
And perhaps he couldn't sleep, and all he could think of was Uriah and what he was doing.
那是神给人的一个灯啊！哦、
and this is a lamp that the Lord has given us.
大卫犯罪了。
David had sinned.
他的结果是什么呢？
What was his conclusion?
诶，为什么研究班还没出来，对不对？
And why is the graduate class not out?
没有出来，我们再读一个经文哈。
Okay, so we'll continue another verse.
撒母记下十二章，最后犯罪的一个结果是什么？
Second Samuel chapter 12,
13节啊、哦。
Verse 13.
大卫对拿单不是13节，11节，神如此说，我必从你家中兴起祸患攻击你，我必在你眼前把你的妃嫔赐给别人，让他在日光之下与别人同寝。第九节。
Oh, this is chapter, verse 9.
12章第九节。你为什么藐视神的命令呢？行他眼中看为罪恶的事情、哦、第十四节
Verse 14.
只是你行这事叫神的仇敌大得亵渎的机会，所以做这个事情本身是藐视神，也让魔鬼有一个大大亵渎的机会了。
And so to do this is to show contempt toward God and give the devil a foothold.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果有一天我们犯罪了，
So brothers and sisters, if one day we sin,
请注意这个不只是我们的问题而已，是灵界的问题。
Please take note that this is not our only our problem, but a problem in the spiritual realm.
我们在教会里面服事越多，我们所犯的罪影响越大。
The more we do work in church, the greater effect our sin.
所以大卫罪的问题不只是他的问题。
So David's problem was not only his own problem.
也不是他家的问题。
It was not his problem of
his house. 已经是国家的问题了。
It was a national problem.
对我们来讲，我们犯罪已经是 教会的问题已经是神国度的问题了。
So when we sin, it's a matter of the church and it's a matter of the Lord's kingdom.
大卫为了这个事情，他最后要付出很大的代价。
David paid a great price for this action.
所以我们一定要好好想想这个问题。
So we must ponder about this question.
为了换一个罪。
For this sin.
他付出了死掉四个儿子的代价。
He lost his son.
Four sons.
Four sons.
这样子划得来吗？
Was it worth it?
所以我们要想一想看。
So we must think about this.
好，我们一起同心默祷。
Let us pray.